Hello, this is the Hampshire Traveller. I'm still at Butser Ancient Farm in Hampshire, and I'm with an archaeologist called David Freeman. We spoke to him earlier on about the roundhouses that he's built here at Butser Ancient Farm. They are absolutely fantastic places, but they haven't been built just as a showpiece or as a museum. It's a working archaeological experiment. Tell us more about that, David.
The buildings themselves, we're trying out all sorts of different materials. We're trying out the different ways of putting them together. Although all the information is based on archaeology itself. For instance, joints you actually find examples of in waterlogged sites where wood survives. So you can look at the types of joints that were in use at the period. You can also find tool marks and match those to iron tools that have been found in the archaeology. So you're constantly looking for clues and information of how these buildings were put together. So when you start to build something this size, you've also got to think about the engineering aspect, not just the physical attachment of wood together. It's the scale of the thing, the amount of experiment you do with how much material do you use. Do you put an extra rafter in here? Where's the centre of gravity? Where's the thrust when the roof hits the wall? Which direction is the weight going in? All of those have to be calculated, worked out, experimented with.
And so it's not a case of just, this is how we think it was built, let's throw it up.
Not at all. You have to be really careful when you're putting these together, because potentially you could be putting a building together that's going to last 50, maybe even more, perhaps 100 years.
Hmm. So how do you find out how these houses were built? Because if you watch a programme, let's say, like Time Team, all that you are left with is a piece of earth that is a different colour and a few post holes. How do you work out from that this is how a building should look?
The comment from the Romans is a start about them living in round thatched houses, an enormous help. That gives you the shape. You can, of course, travel across the world and look at other roundhouses in other cultures, and that starts to give you some idea of the engineering methods. But when you actually do them in your own country, you have to go back to the archaeology at all times. You look at the footprint that you find in the ground, the pattern of post holes, whether it's got a fire, what domestic equipment has been found, all the stuff that gets trodden into the floor, all that sort of thing gives you clues as to how the house was used.
I've always wondered why, when watching archaeological programmes, that archaeologists find a great deal of delight in rubbish pits.
Certainly. I'm afraid rubbish pits, although in the culture, of course, you're throwing stuff away, is the one place you can guarantee you're going to find a huge mixture of items. Our own rubbish pits are just the same.
Unfortunately, it's full of plastic and various other bits of detritus and rubbish. How long does it take to determine that this is how a house should be? Because you don't just look at one place and say, well, this is what we think it was looked like. It must have taken many years of different archaeologists coming together to say, this is the definitive idea of what a roundhouse should be.
We haven't even got that definitive idea yet.
Really?
No. Even if you just change location from, say, chalkland to wetland, the type of house changes, the type of materials available changes, how you use those materials changes. So here we've got oak posts set in the floor, ash and alder rafters, hazel woven into the wall, thatched roof of straw. Go on to wetland, that changes. Different timbers are available. You wouldn't be thatching with straw, you'd be thatching with reed, and that changes how the house works and how long it lasts.
Well, I could sit here and talk to you all day, and I would, again, listeners, as I've been saying to you before, I've come to somewhere and I'm learning something that I've never known before, and to sit in an ancient 500 BC roundhouse and talk to a man with long, wiry, out of control hair. It's sorry to describe you like that, but it's like talking to the ancients, and to sit here and talk about this sort of thing is absolutely fantastic. So I urge you to come down to Butser Ancient Farm and come and take a look at it, because you will be astounded.